Pure Dog Talk is the voice of purebred dogs. We talk to the legends of the sport and give you the tips and tools to create an awesome life with your purebred dog. From showing to preservation breeding, from competitive obedience to field work, from agility to therapy dogs, and all the fun in between, your passion is our purpose. Welcome to Pure Dog Talk. I am your host, Laura Reeves, and I'm super excited, you guys. We are obviously sponsored by ProPlan, but ProPlan has some really, really great minds that work there. And we're joined today by Dr. Ruth Ann Lobos, who is senior veterinarian for ProPlan. And she's got some really cool information, not only about a new product, but about the science behind it. You know, the new product is very, very interesting, but the science is fascinating. So happy new year from everyone at Trupanion. As breeders, the start of a new year is the perfect time to set resolutions that prioritize what matters most, your puppies and their future. Unexpected accidents and illnesses can happen at any time, but you can ensure your litters and their new families are prepared for whatever comes their way with Trupanion's exclusive 30-day go-home offer. By joining Trupanion's free breeder support program, you can send your puppies home with their own special go-home offer, giving them immediate medical insurance coverage and protecting them from the moment they leave your care. This year, resolve to give yourself and your puppy buyers the ultimate gift of peace of mind as a member of Trupanion's Breeder Support Program. Just stop by the Pure Dog Talk website, puredogtalk.com, go to the partners page, and click the link there. That will let you sign up today and make 2026 the year of happy, healthy pups. Get ready to join us in beautiful Austin, Texas, March 27 to 29 for Pure Dog Talk's Pedigrees to Pups Seminar Weekend with your host, yours truly, teaming up with Dr. Marty Greer. Marty and I have both presented at AKC's Breeder Symposiums and to national audiences around the country. This joint seminar combines a discussion of pedigrees and building a breeding program with down-to-earth veterinary tips on healthy whelping and raising a new litter. We have purposely built a breeding theory and breeding hands-on seminar that creates an all-inclusive understanding of both the art and science of dog breeding. Our goal is full circle mentoring experience in a small group format that creates community and creates opportunities for conversation and connection. Topics cover everything from the foundation bitch, basic health and structure, reading pedigrees, to progesterone timing, semen evaluation, neonates, and a whole lot more. So check out the events tab at puredogtalk.com for more information. Welcome. How you doing, Ruthian?
Hi, good. Thanks for having me. It is exciting to me to be able to talk science, but also when there is like a pet need that we are fulfilling because we understand science better. And when there's that consumer who is like wanting something. And when those two things like happen at the same time, we get the magic that we're going to talk about here today with ProPlan.
I love it. I love it. So you've got two new products just hit like this month, right? January and Advantage. So one is for digestive health and one is for senior health. And I know Bright Minds, people are pretty familiar with Bright Minds, but this new senior health Advantage diet like takes it up a notch. Am I understanding that correctly?
Yeah. So we have Digestive Support Plus and Senior Support Plus. Right. Like when you put the whole name together, you're like ProPlan Advantage Senior Support Plus. It just like rolls right off the tongue.
Right off the tongue. I've done the read for the ad on my podcast. I'm like, come on, can we do this?
I know. But yeah, so it is, I'm going to take a step back and to just talk about like why we bring products to market. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times it is, okay, there's a new flavor we want to have, or we want to put some shred technology into it, or, you know, something that maybe isn't as groundbreaking. And then from time to time, as I kind of teased earlier, there's some good science that comes forward. And then there's this consumer who's like, gosh, I really want to do XYZ for my dog. And so that's where with Digestive Support Plus and Senior Support Plus, we have kind of hit this magical time where we take the technology. Bright Mind's been on the market for
a while,
you know, like 12 or 13 years, yeah. I think. And I remember first introducing that, and I, you know, I'm a veterinarian. I still practice. So yeah. Like talking to senior pet parents about this, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is a game changer. But now we know that we can do better by our senior dogs. So this is our Senior Support Plus is like Bright Mind Plus. And we can talk a little bit more about the plus too here in a minute. And then our Digestive Support Plus, we know like this is probably resonates with your audience. Sensitive skin and stomach salmon is...
I've been feeding it as my kennel food for 20 years.
Right? Like it is the nutritionist behind that one, like magical powers again, like coming together with just the right nutrients in that right balance for those dogs. So this is for those guys who have sensitive skin and stomach, but maybe just need a little bit more. That's where our digestive support comes in with this tribiotic blend. And we can talk about that too here in whatever you would like.
I love that. And so before we dive too much into the sciencey stuff, you are not only a practicing veterinarian, you are a purebred dog owner. So talk about kind of how you came to dogs and science and ProPlan and all the cool stuff that you get to do.
Sure. Well, I won't take you back all the way till when I was in first grade and I decided I wanted to be a veterinarian. We'll say that, but I won't take you through, you know, the 20 plus years before that came to fruition. Yeah, so I've been with Purina. I just actually celebrated my 20-year anniversary last November. And I had no idea that when I took the job, you know, in 2005, that I would be with this organization for so long. But what I love about it is it really has offered me an opportunity to combine my professional training as a veterinarian with my passions of, so I'm also certified in acupuncture and rehabilitation.
Oh, nice.
And I'm big in the sporting dog world. So I'm an upland game hunter myself, but I'm also involved. I'm a distance athlete. So I like to run marathons. So my dogs are my running buddies as well. And really just from the dog breed side, because of those passions that I have, really focused in on wanting purpose-bred dogs. Mm-hmm. So that's where I have a yellow Labrador named Finn, who just had his 11th birthday.
Aww.
And then Journey, my wire-haired pointing Griffon, just had her second birthday. And it's just been, you know, just such a fun ride with the opportunities to support ProPlan because, again, at Purina, we believe people and pets are better together. So we support passions that bring those folks together. So whether that is the conformation world and bringing out the best of those breeds and really being able to highlight those strengths, or in the sporting dog world and looking at land conservation. So the things we want to do outdoors with our dogs, we have the places and spaces to do that. And so it's just really been a fun opportunity with the wild ride this career has taken me on to be able to have something that is so passionate about me, be able to be a part of my profession, and then help others who are passionate about it do better and know better by their dogs.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Gotta have it. So, all right. People who listen to the podcast will remember past episodes that we've done with Canine Health Foundation people talking about the gut-brain axis and the gut microbiome and some of those things and the research that's been done in those areas, some of which Canine Health Foundation funded, has kind of come together. So can you talk like really specifically about how all those pieces go together and then we can kind of attach them to some of the products that we're talking about?
Sure. I never really considered nutrition to be interesting and exciting when I was in vet school. It was like, okay, it's what we feed our dogs. And then when there's a problem, we have these XYZ diets we can plug in. But it really, again, like the more that I've dug in this space with Purina, I mean, we started looking at things like gut health. We started putting prebiotics into food so that that good fiber that feeds the bacteria, the good bacteria in your gut, back in like 1998. So it's nothing new to Purina to start to be doing this research. But again, it's because of the benefit that it has for our pets. You know, we know that 70% of the immune system is associated with the GI tract. So it is imperative if we want to have overall health for our dogs, it's actually the same for humans too, that we have to have healthy digestion. Like that's foundational if you want to go out, and especially like in the confirmation world and the purebred dog world where we're getting, they're exposed to all different kinds of things and places and spaces and stressors and locations around the country and world and all of that. We need that foundational health. And so that was always kind of our North Star in doing this research. We at Purina also know, yes, we have nearly 500 researchers and scientists on staff, people who are way smarter than I am, but we also know we don't know everything. So it's been with the partnerships like the Canine Health Foundation, also like supporting Texas A&M has a world-renowned GI lab there. Like you talk to any veterinarian around the country, and if they have a dog or a cat with a GI issue, they're consulting with Texas A&M. And it's like, okay, we're going to partner with Texas A&M and help to fuel their research so that, again, we can take that general understanding of dog health and how it relates to the microbiome and then see how we can have nutrition play a key role in that.
Sure. And basically the idea of the, like you mentioned this, but deep diving a little bit, the microbiome, the bugs that live in our gut or in our dog's gut that affect not just immunity, but also behavior, which when I heard that the first time, I'm like, no, wait, what? Because I'm like, temperament is genetic. That is just, it's done, right? So fill us in a little bit on some of the findings that the research is giving us on that.
Yeah. And I'm also blessed to work with a group of amazing behaviorists at Purina, which also helped to develop some of that research and those discoveries about that gut-brain axis. So it is one of those things where like, you do have a gut feel, right? You're like, like I think about myself sometimes where I'm like, you know, I'm a runner. And if I'm in a new city, you know, I'll ask the hotel, hey, is it okay to go running around here or something? And I've been out some mornings where I'm like, I don't know. I just have this gut feel that if I turn right, it's not going to be safe. So I'm going to go left. Like, I don't know because I didn't go right, but I'm trusting that gut instinct. And that is truly because the bacteria, the little bugs in their intestines will send signals up the vagus nerve, which attaches to your brain, and the brain will send signals back down that nerve to your gut. And so there is this two-way communication that can indicate when there's stressor times, when you should do something or shouldn't do something. And we know that we can affect and have a positive impact on a pet's behavior when they are having issues by supplementing them with a probiotic. So there's one that we've done some really good research with called BL999. It's Calming Care now out on the market.
I was going to say Calming Care, right? That's actually like a little pour-on packet, like Fortiflora or something like that.
Yep. So it's, you know, it's a little sachet you sprinkle on their food once a day. You know, it's not just like, oh, we think this will work. We've got good solid research that shows in dogs that express, and there's a cat version. I know this is a dog podcast, but some of your folks might have cats at home. Yep. So I don't want to forget them.
100%.
So, you know, there's good solid research that shows that these dogs that have anxious behaviors like spinning and barking and things like that when they're left alone are actually calmer when they are supplemented with this probiotic. So again, it just like reinforces kind of what we know. And we're like, oh, I had this gut feeling about something. And it's like, yeah. And here's the science to show you why.
Amazing. And I know we're not going to get into like neuroscience level of detail here, but the ability of the gut and the brain to actually talk to each other and the ways that we can impact that. This is new-ish information, right? Like last 5 years, maybe 10?
We probably started, at least on the human side, started kind of diving into this maybe about a decade ago or so.
Yeah.
But it, again, things take time, right? It's not just like, oh, we open a book and there it is. Those studies, and then also making sure. So one of the things we're very cognizant about at ProPlan is making sure that just because something works in humans doesn't necessarily mean it's going to work in dogs, or doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be safe for dogs. So like we have to do lots and lots of proof points to make sure that, hey, regardless of what outcome we're looking for, like regardless that we're looking for calmer behaviors in our dogs, we have to make sure that we don't mess up anything else in their system by just giving them this probiotic. So safety is always paramount. And that certainly is going to slow down the time, right, of like being able to get the results we want to, or find out that we were wrong, or wherever it may go.
But double blind studies don't just happen, you know, like it takes, you have to actually put in the work and spend the time and the money and all the things.
And make sure it's not just one dog, right? Like,
right.
I feel like that happens a lot now with social media, and it's like, okay, there's this one influencer that it worked for her dog. And you're like, great, but does that mean it's going to work for my dog, or, you know, the millions of pets that we feed across the country and across the world? That's where we have to make sure that, again, it's going to be a repeatable outcome too.
Well, and I mean, I don't mean to trash talk people, but oh my God, the plethora of various feeding formulas that are available.
Yes, yes.
Mostly rip off your science, but hey, whatever.
My biggest takeaway from that is I'm glad that people are starting to pay attention too. And so that makes it more thoughtful. And then that gives us also more insight into, given our expertise, what can we do better, bigger, faster, stronger for our dogs in a way that a two-legged consumer is going to pull it off the shelf and put it into their house, right?
Right.
Because it is, it's a delicate dance of developing things that science tells us we should develop and that our dogs are asking for, and making sure we're appealing to that human side. Because I've never in my 20 plus years of being a veterinarian had a dog come in with a credit card on their collar and a list of their complaints. So there is a human that is involved in all of the equations with our pets, right. And really being able to better understand their behaviors also helps us to develop products that are going to meet both needs.
That's an important piece of the puzzle for sure.
Yes.
Hang tight, guys. Got a little bit of information for you. We'll be right back to the podcast in a minute.
All right, you guys. The stunning Doberman Pinscher Penny has earned a spot in history as the Best in Show winner of the 150th Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show presented by Purina ProPlan. Penny, who is fed ProPlan Sport Performance 3020 Chicken and Rice Formula, has also etched a place in ProPlan history as number 19 of the past 20 Westminster winners fed ProPlan dog food. In 2025, Penny was one of the 96 out of 100 top show dogs fed ProPlan dog food, the top choice of owners and handlers of show dogs. To learn more about ProPlan dog food fed to show champions like Westminster winner Penny, visit purina.com/ProPlan/dogs. The rankings noted above are based on Dog News Magazine's Top 100 Dogs, AKC All Breed Competition, and Reserve Bests in Show through 12/31/25. Like the NPR of dogdom, Pure Dog Talk is here for you to make sense out of everyday things, to add nuance to your understanding and tools to your tech box, to bring history to life and propel the living history of purebred dogs into the future. So, serious observation. What do you guys think I hear more often than crooked judges and professional handlers win everything? I hear a continuing cry for community. So, for folks who are looking to have meaningful conversation, avoid keyboard warriors, and join a welcoming and knowledgeable group, we offer you an option. Forget about spilling the tea. Drink from a well of thoughtful and thought-provoking dog people. Pure Dog Talk patrons support the work we do here by contributing to our crowdsourcing campaign. For as little as $10 a month, you can keep the MP3s rolling here at Pure Dog Talk. You can contribute to the future of purebred dogs by building the fortunes of the Marty and Laura show. You can gain access to a private Facebook group, private After Dark Zoom room, and private Laura Unleashed podcast episodes. Even your own Pure Dog Talk digital badge. Visit puredogtalk.com/patron to find out how you can join the best community in dogs. So calming care that you developed as a separate thing, is it the same ingredient that's going into some of the new actual kibble feeding, or how are we taking all of this and mashing it together and providing it in a diet?
Yeah, great question. And I think that's sometimes the big misunderstandings when we start talking about like prebiotics and probiotics, that they're all the same and they all have the same benefit. And the fact of the matter is, they are not. Like, that couldn't be more incorrect. So especially when it comes to probiotics, it's really important to know their first and their last name is kind of how I like to describe it. Like, all lactobacillus bacteria are not the same. Mm. It would be like everybody named George is the same person. And that's just not true. So like the BL999 that's in calming care is something that it has to be in a sachet because it is not shelf stable. So it wouldn't be still alive in the bag for long periods of time. And so that's not something that we could use. And also for digestive health, we're looking for a particular probiotic that we know has good science to be safe and promote good digestive health in dogs. And so the one we use in our Digestive Support Plus is called BC30. And so that's one, it's actually safe for humans as well. So, you know, if you get in a pinch and you want to tap it in,
yeah,
you know, you could, but we know it's shelf stable. So It goes on as like a finishing product when we make the kibble, and we know it will stay alive in the bag. And then also at home when they open the bag and through the daily feedings, still be safe and alive and all of that.
So, okay, this is a really good question because I'm pretty good at taking sciencey stuff and making it sound like regular people talk, but I struggle with prebiotic, probiotic, postbiotic. Can you help us understand? Because I even read the literature and I'm like, yeah, I don't get it.
Fair. Because I would say before I got in this project, whatever that was almost a year and a half ago, I was like, what the heck? Same thing. I'm like, I'm down with prebiotics. I take a probiotic. Like, But like, what the heck is a postbiotic?
Sounds so like bacteria poopy to me. So, I mean, help.
Right. So I like to, in my head, things get a lot clearer if I can relate to something that is commonplace and tangible. So a good analogy. So if we think about our pet's digestive tract as a grass lawn, our prebiotics are going to be fertilizer for the grass because it's going to help them to grow. It's going to help your soil to be richer. You know, it's just a little boost for that grass. The probiotics, which are live bacteria, are similar to grass seed. So like we use and recommend using a probiotic typically like when there is an imbalance for some reason, whether that's stress or diet change or travel or things like that, antibiotic use.
So the probiotic is like grass seed. Prebiotic is like fertilizer. Yes?
Yep.
Okay.
And then your postbiotic is like compost. So postbiotics were once live bacteria or live organisms. They are no longer alive. They have been purposely killed. And then parts of them still can have a benefit to the pet or the human that consumes them. So kind of like your banana peel or your coffee grounds, they had a real purpose. Like, they created the magical drink of coffee. You know, they kept your banana nice and not brown. But now, like, they're not serving you any purpose. You have purposely used them, but they could still provide a benefit to the soil. So we can make compost out of them that then can be put down and benefit the grass lawn that is out there. So those postbiotics, again, they were once alive bacteria in this case, and they have been purposely killed, but they still have even more benefit to the pet in the digestive tract. I will throw out the caveat here because postbiotic is starting to become a buzzword in both the human nutrition side as well as the pet nutrition side. And usually it's like one starts a trend and it follows over into the other category. And so there is an official definition of a postbiotic. And of course, Purina, because we do everything by the letter of the law, we follow that official definition from the International Society of Pre and Probiotics that a postbiotic has to be added to the food. It can't be created when the dog digests it. There are other companies out there who are using the word postbiotic, but that the postbiotic is created when the dog digests that food, which is not technically
correct. A little bit cheating. Got it.
A little bit of fuzziness around the letter of the law. Yes.
Interesting. Okay. So that is the digestive care, right? It's all pre, pro, and postbiotic added to the food.
Yeah.
I was checking it out. I might have to get Purina to send me some of the advantage with the salmon and oats because, you know, I'm that kind of a girl. And that is the no corn, no wheat, no soy diet, which is why I've always fed it and why I love it.
Yes. Yep. We are not touching sensitive skin and stomach salmon.
Oh, good.
Because of its success, because of how many dogs do so well on it. And so it was like, okay, let's take this base formula that is so successful and let's see how we can, for those dogs who need more, because I get this question asked a lot of like, especially when I'm in practice and they're like, well, shouldn't we just like throw everything in there? And I'm like, not in a GI case. More is not always better there because it is such a complex system, the digestive tract is. It's like, I usually, from a veterinary perspective, it's like, okay, let's start with one change. That's not working. We have more levers that we can start to pull rather than just throwing everything in the kitchen sink at it. Mm. You know, but there are those dogs that like, they just need a little bit more. And so that's where Digestive Support Plus really can play a valuable role because, again, I talked a little bit earlier about like the science and the need. And it's like when we look at veterinary records across the country, digestive upset is one of the top two reasons why dogs go into a clinic. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you from personal experience, like there is not a day that I go without seeing at least one, if not three dogs or cats that have digestive upset. And that's why they're on my appointment list that day. So there really is a pet need that's there. And then it's also from a consumer need, like over half of people buying pet food are looking for something to support their pet's digestive health. So it's like, okay, we've got this, like the clinical reason, we've got some consumer reason, and we've got the science that says there are things we can do to safely and positively impact their gut health. Let's go. So here's Digestive Support Plus.
Right. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I am understanding these are not what you would think of as veterinary diets, right? It's not the kidney diet, the whatever.
Right, right. I kind of see it almost as like a stepping stone. And this is how I've talked to my clients about it too. Those ones that have this chronic GI that we've tried a couple of things, but we can't really quite get to it. And, you know, if sensitive skin and stomach's not working, it's like, okay, well, let's try Digestive Support Plus. It has a little bit more to support the GI tract before we're going to something like a therapeutic diet, like an EN or HA or something like that, that's going to be much more specialized and tailored for more specific GI needs. So it's kind of like a, all right, let's try this before we go into the therapeutic range.
And again, to clarify, when you're talking about GI needs, I assume you're mostly talking about dogs that come in with, it's got bad potty, it's not a perfect little cigar roll, why is my life hell?
Yes. I also like to refer, if any of your listeners like to have resources, one of my favorite tools that's on PurinaInstitute.com is our fecal score chart. We call it the poop chart, but you really do want your dog's number two to look like the number two on the fecal score chart. That means they're absorbing their nutrients like they should, that they are hydrated like they should, and things are working in the proper time to come out the backside.
There you go. Okay. I will make sure that we put a link to the Purina, because it was really interesting. I had not been there before. And that website had a lot of useful information for people that want to dive even deeper than this particular podcast. Okay. So final topic, the old age, right? The bright minds bumped up, the senior advantage.
Yes.
Talk about, because there was some fascinating stuff in there about the, am I going to say it wrong? MCT? Triglycerides. Talking about even having an impact on seizures. Can you talk to that? Because that was the first I'd seen of anything like that. And it was fascinating.
Yeah. So super cool research. So when we look at dogs as they age, there's research that shows around age 7, their brain's ability to use glucose starts to change. Mm-hmm. I like to say it's kind of like you open up your refrigerator and you see that pizza box that's been sitting in there for like 3 days. And you're like, ugh, I'm really not that hungry. Never mind. And you shut the door. Like that's what the brain looks at glucose like as they get 7+ years old. And so we started looking at how can we provide energy to the brain in a different way? And that's where medium chain triglycerides come in. So this was,
knew it had triglycerides.
Yeah, you were getting there. So, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, if you say coconut oil, they're like, oh yeah, yeah, it's the new panacea for all things. Like it's going to make me 10 years younger, 15 pounds skinnier, live 14 years longer. Like it's all the good things.
Sure enough.
So those medium chain triglycerides are the good part of coconut oil. Okay. So we can isolate those. And what we find is one, they're super easily digestible, which is important because as our dogs age, they get less efficient at digesting the nutrients that we feed them. Mm-hmm. So it's an easy digestible fat source, but then it gets broken down into ketones, and those ketones can cross the blood barrier and blood-brain barrier and actually feed the brain. So one of the things that people hear ketones and they're like, oh, like the keto diet, like we're making them burn fat. And, or if they have a diabetic dog, they instantaneously start to spiral and they're like, I don't want to make my dog ketotic. And it's not like we are not making them ketotic. It's just the natural breakdown process of these medium chain triglycerides that turns into ketones that can be used. Okay. And so what we found with the research was that in these older dogs, they were actually better able to learn new tasks. So you can actually teach a dog new tricks. They could problem solve better than the dogs that were just on the maintenance diet. They were more aware. They passed a number of cognitive tests that indicated their mental sharpness was better, their awareness was better. And so with these, it's one of those game changers where I've talked to senior pet parents about this and like they go home, they feed it to their dogs and I'll get a call back in like 3 weeks. And they'll be like, oh my gosh, I feel like I have like my 6-year-old dog back. Like he wants to go for walks. He wants to play fetch. I just thought he was getting old and tired and he didn't want to. And it was just more like his brain was not well fed. And so then when we looked at that and then paralleling some of the research on the human side, looking at humans with idiopathic epilepsy and using a ketotic diet and ketones to help to regulate their seizures, we partnered with the Royal Veterinary College in London, and Holger Volk out there runs an epilepsy research division, and looked at, now it's a higher level of medium chain triglycerides in the food. But what we found was that the dogs with idiopathic epilepsy, the number of seizures that they had decreased significantly. Some of them went from like in the length of the study, not having a seizure at all. And then the time between their seizures also increased. So they had fewer seizures, less intense seizures when they were being fed this diet with the medium chain triglycerides. Now that is a therapeutic diet. So that NeuroCare, it's called NeuroCare, right. Okay. is only available through veterinarians. But at a lower percentage level, we can get the mental benefits with our Bright Mind diet. Okay. And then to kind of build on the Senior Support Plus, that mm-hmm. evolution, mm-hmm. we start looking at, okay, we know their digestion starts to kind of not be as efficient as they age. Their microbiome in their GI tract gets less diverse, which then can make them sensitive to bigger changes, right? If their microflora isn't as diverse, little things can really upset the apple cart in their GI tract. And so we have a blend of whey protein and some postbiotics to help to support kind of that additional digestive need that comes as they age.
And there's also some EPA, some...
So with that
stuff.
Yep. We know that, right, like arthritis is so common in our senior mm-hmm. pets. So we didn't want to take any of that away. So we kept those omega-3s, those fish oil, as well as the glucosamine and chondroitin to help to support mm-hmm. the cartilage in their joints. We also do listen to folks, right? And we talk a lot about how like all the best technology and the super cool, amazing nutrients and ingredients in food don't do anybody any good if the food sits in the bowl, right? Like the dog has to actually eat it. And so we would sometimes get feedback that our Bright Mind formula wasn't as palatable. Like the dogs who maybe were a little bit, had a smaller range of tolerance in their palate, as I like to say.
We call that picky.
They weren't as excited about Bright Mind. So this again, where working with our behaviorists, working with our feeding behaviorists, working with our nutritionists, we were able to develop the formula to add shreds to it. Mm-hmm. So it has those little shredded pieces, which significantly helps with that palatability. Because sometimes dogs will find that those medium chain triglycerides, those MCTs, are a little bitter. So again, they don't want to eat it. So having that shredded technology in there helped with the palatability, so they'll eat all of that good technology and help their brains.
You got to eat it to make it do any good. Love it.
Right?
Love
yep,
it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Ruth Ann, I sure appreciate your time. I know you're fighting the crud. And
my voice, it held up. It held
it
up.
It did. We got a whole half an hour in without you just going completely silent. So I appreciate you. I appreciate your time. Stay warm out there. And I will make sure, listeners, there will be links to the Purina Institute that I thought was really, really interesting. So you guys can dig into this some more.
Yeah, it's a great resource. And if any of your listeners are on Instagram, they can follow along at Pet Vet Ruth Ann. I've got all kinds of pet tips and a little bit of fun as well, keeping awesome. It edutainment. Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. All right. Well, Ruth Ann, thank you so much. You have a great day and hopefully I'll get to see you at the garden.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, you guys. I know I've been talking about this a lot, but I just want to make sure everybody hears about it. I know every pet owner out there has questions about their pet's health. The Marty and Laura Show is here to help. Hosted by Dr. Marty and I, the new podcast delivers fun, fact-based conversations about all things pet health, whether it's a runny puppy nose or a kitty cough. This show is really designed for your puppy buyers, for your friends, for your non-dog folks in your life, you know, your cousins, uncles, brothers, girlfriend. So feel free to share this on. We encourage you to use this as a great resource for the non-dog people in your life. Talk on. As always, if you have any questions or input, we'd love to hear from you. The show notes and links to resources on today's topic are available at puredogtalk.com. Drop us a note in the comments or email to laura@puredogtalk.com. Remember, guys, this podcast is for you. So if you want to know something, give me a holler. We'll do a podcast for you. If you wouldn't mind, you could help me out here. Take a couple minutes to visit iTunes and give us a review.
The Dog Show Superintendents Association is a proud supporter of Pure Dog Talk. Our dog show superintendents are the hardworking people who make the dog show function. They are advocates for education and mentorship in the purebred dog fancy. So stop by the super's desk at your next show. Tell them how much you love Pure Dog Talk and give them a shout out for their support. That's all for today. Thank you for joining us on Pure Dog Talk.